Identifying surveillance criteria. Case definitions. Being able to define an outbreak or notable infection event is one of the most important aspects of surveillance and outbreak investigations. Surveillance criteria, also called case definitions, identify specific conditions that qualify as infections for the purpose of surveillance data collection. They are also used in the calculation and reporting of infection rates. Surveillance definitions must be applied consistently in order to accurately record how an outbreak is progressing. This allows the IP to make useful comparisons between the data currently being collected and the facility's historical data. By using standardized criteria, the IP is also able to compare data collected in other healthcare settings as a means of benchmarking and tracking the progress and trajectory of an event. Key point: surveillance data must be collected using standardized criteria. This facilitates the accurate identification of trends and the comparison of data from multiple surveillance programs, and it supports benchmarking. Changing the case definition during surveillance or while in the midst of an outbreak can affect results and make comparison of current and historical data more difficult. Therefore, if the case definition is changed, it should be noted in the surveillance report. This is because a change to the definition/criteria may change the infection rate, since the number of identified cases is also likely to change. The criteria chosen should reflect generally accepted definitions of the disease or event being monitored. Criteria have been published for defining HAIs in a variety of settings, and IPs are encouraged to refer to these when identifying the case definitions for their own investigations. For HAI cases, it is vital to apply surveillance criteria precisely. This is because surveillance definitions like those used in a public health reporting network are developed for epidemiologic surveillance and not for clinical diagnosis. For instance, a patient may fit the surveillance criteria for a central line associated bloodstream infection, CLABSI, but may not be clinically diagnosed as having a catheter-related infection, or a patient may be clinically diagnosed with pneumonia but may not meet the surveillance definition. The IP and their team should have the selected criteria available whenever they are performing surveillance activities. Some of these criteria may be included in their line listings. Examples of standardized definitions in healthcare facilities include the following. The CDC's NHSN criteria provide a guide for decision-making based on certain conditions being met or signs and symptoms being present. The NHSN, National Healthcare Safety Network, is a reporting body, and so the NHSN criteria also include relevant reporting requirements for participating facilities. Surveillance definitions for long-term care, LTC, facilities in certain jurisdictions may use the McGeer criteria, Stone et al. 2012. These are standardized definitions that address clinically relevant infections found in LTC settings. They also take into consideration the limited IPC resources available to most LTC facilities, including limited radiology and laboratory data, blunted immune responses in elderly patients, and brief patient notes. LOPE criteria were developed to guide antimicrobial treatment and prescribing decisions for specific patients. They rely on a person-centered method to promote proper treatment as well as antimicrobial stewardship. Note that these criteria are not universally used or applicable. IPs will need to select the criteria that are commonly accepted for their healthcare facility type and nation/region. As described by the World Health Organization, there are a few key distinctions between surveillance case definitions and clinical definitions. Key differentiations include: clinical definitions focus on guiding patient care instead of informing surveillance and public health activities. Clinical definitions apply subjective criteria in addition to objective criteria, instead of just applying objective criteria. Clinical definitions focus on the individual level, not the population level. Clinical definitions focus on accurately describing the patient's condition, instead of consistently describing shared conditions across a population. Clinical definitions focus on the current clinical presentation of the patient and do not include temporal considerations. Note that it may be important to be able to describe the differences between these to facility leadership and healthcare providers. Proper documentation of these may affect the facility's reimbursements for services rendered and activities undertaken.